This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz, in for Lisa Mullins. An icon of the Boston Marathon has died. Dick Hoyt of Holland, Massachusetts, ran the marathon for more than 30 years while pushing his son, Rick, who has cerebral palsy and is quadriplegic, using a custom racing chair. Together, they were known as Team Hoyt. They made their last run together in 2014 when Dick retired from the race. And before that final marathon, Dick told WBUR how much it meant to him that he and Rick inspired others.
We got all these other kids that are physically challenged out in the public now, and they're able to live, learn, work, and play just like everybody else. We have been able to help change all of that.
Dick went on to be Grand Marshal of the race the following year. He died today at the age of 80. One of his sons, Russell Hoyt, joins us now to remember his father's legacy. Russell, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Russell, tell us about your father. You know, what was he like?
It's kind of funny. I don't know if everybody gets to say that their father truly is their hero, but I can. And not just because of the racing. I mean, he was just the type of man that you would want to be your father, someone that you could talk to, someone who would listen and say the right thing when you needed to hear something. In addition to that, the racing legacy that everybody knows about him, it's just inspiring to have someone like that in your family. And I'm lucky enough to actually have two of them, my father and my brother.
Remind us how your dad got involved at the beginning with the Boston Marathon.
Well, it starts back to actually how they got started with racing. When Rick was in high school and my dad was 40, my dad was only running about a mile or two a week to stay in shape. And Rick came home with a flyer for a fundraising race. A student at the high school had dove into a swimming pool, broken his neck, and they were trying to help raise money for the family. And Rick asked my dad to push him in the race. And they ran the race. Everybody expected him to go, you know, the end of the street, turn around and come back. But they ran the entire 5 miles, and their claim to fame, they came in second to last, but not last, never been last in a race that they've entered. And when Rick crossed the finish line, there's a picture of him with this smile. And my dad says it is the biggest smile he's ever seen in his life. And when Rick went home that night, he got on his computer and he spelled out, "Dad, when we're running, I don't even feel like I'm handicapped anymore." And that got them started on this career. A few years later, I believe it was 1980, they ran their first Boston Marathon, and they wouldn't give numbers to a duo at the time, so they would only receive one number, and my father had to qualify in Rick's age category, and he was in his 20s at the time, so they actually went out and they ran the Marine Corps Marathon in a time of 2:41, which got them qualified for Boston, and then they came back and ran as official entrants in the Boston Marathon, and the crowds were just so amazed to see them running that every year we would hear from people who came out to watch the Boston Marathon just to see them go by.
It's extraordinary to me. I mean, I think that shows his dedication as a father to hear that from his son, you know, that he feels that way when they're racing, and to then essentially change his way of life to become a high-level marathon athlete. What did it mean to your father to be such a staple in the race and to have so much support from the public?
He would always say, "Rick, you're the heart, I'm the body." I think the fact that people started to see Rick in a different way, they saw Rick as more of a person than just a person in a wheelchair, I think that's what truly motivated him to put the effort in that he did.
How do you hope he'll be remembered?
I think as somebody who truly was an amazing father, I think that was more important to him than anything, than to be seen as someone who was able to help change the hearts and minds of people. People have told them that in countries where, you know, they've looked at people with disabilities, you know, differently than even here in America, they inspired people to allow people with disabilities to start to have experiences in their lives that they never would have had they not met them. So I think that's a true legacy right there.
That's Russell Hoyt remembering his father, Dick Hoyt, an icon of the Boston Marathon, dead today at the age of 80. Russell, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.